And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled The Secret Passageway. Mayor Plumfunk, Yuki Butcher, Sparky, and I were all trying to figure out the mystery of the castle on Yorick Hill Road. This big old mansion, which is, looks like a castle, is owned by a rich, eccentric widow, Mrs. Saxful. We went there to help out Yuki. We were wondering why the lights had gone out and where Mrs. Saxful had disappeared when we heard an unusual noise in the walls. Yes, in the walls. I suspected that we were about to solve the mystery, but the rest of the gang was plenty of excited.
Do you really think somebody is coming into this room through a secret passageway behind the wall?
Shh, don't talk so loud. Sounds like it to me. We can hear somebody moving around behind the wall. All we have to do now is just wait and see how he enters and then grab him.
Boy, I tell you this seriously.
All right, be quiet now and listen. I hear something unusual.
Oh, big God. Look, you can't tell me that this place ain't haunted. Fireplace is moving.
Hush, hush. That must be the entrance to the secret passageway behind the wall. And here comes our man. Okay, come on, Yuki. Let's grab him. Come on, Yuki, grab his feet. Hold on.
Mayor, what are you doing here?
Oh, fellers. Oh, me. Oh, I've never been so glad to see anybody in my whole life like I am to see you fellers right now. Oh, you're as welcome a sight as a 100-pound cake of ice in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Mayor, how come you came out of the wall? What were you doing in there?
Oh, I know it is. There we all was, searching around the library, trying to find some kind of a secret doorway through which Mrs. Saxful could have disappeared, you know.
Yeah, I remember that. Then what?
Well, I was tapping on the wall over there by the fireplace, and all of a sudden, something grabbed me from behind and covered my mouth and nose with that stuff that smells just awful, and they pulled me out of the room.
Yeah, spooks. That's what it was, spooks.
Nonsense. Then what, Mayor?
I don't know, Buster. Then suddenly everything went black, and I don't remember anything until I woke up maybe just a couple of minutes ago, and I was in a damp, dark stone passageway down at the bottom of a flight of stairs, you know.
Flight of stairs? Where was it?
We was right inside that there wall, lad. I climbed up them there stairs, and I come to a big door. At least it felt like a door, and I pushed on it, and it opened, and that's when I came into this room.
Well, seems to me the answer to the mystery of this castle is somewhere behind the walls. Come on, fellas, let's explore the passageway.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, not so fast. You're not going to get me to walk through no dark, spooky passageway behind no walls. No, siree, that's not for me.
Well, okay, then stay here. We'll go without you.
No, siree, now wait a minute, not so fast. You ain't going to get me to stay in this here dark and spooky bedroom all by myself either.
Well, come on, Yuki, you have to do something.
Yeah, that's right, Yuki. Either you go with us or you stay here.
Well, how are you going to see down there in that dark passageway?
Same way we see up here and every place else that we've been in this castle so far, with candles. I have this candelabrum that holds 3 candles, and there are 3 other candlesticks over there on the table. We'll just light all the candles and we'll have plenty of light.
Well, okay, then light them up. What are you waiting for? What are we standing here in the dark for, anyway?
Okay, Yuki, okay. Just wait till I get a match here.
Yeah, get a match and light up the candles.
Let's see. Here we are. Okay, stick your foot up there, Mayor, and let me strike the match in the bottom of your shoe.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm glad to accommodate you.
There, that does it. Now, the match is lit. Now, we'll light the candles. There. There. And there. All right, my 3 are lit. Now, these others. Here, take this one, Sparky. This is yours. And here's yours, Yuki. And, ouch! Ooh!
What's the matter, Big John?
Ooh. Well, it seems that a match will burn only so long and no longer. The one I had burnt down to the end, and at the end were my fingers, and they got burned. Ooh.
Oh.
Okay, light Yuki's candle with the flame on yours, Sparky.
Here, Yuki. Take a light for your candle off mine.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Now, come on. I'll go first because I have the most light with these three candles. And, Mayor, you follow me. And, Sparky, you follow the mayor.
Okay, Big John.
Hey, just hold on to the end of my coat, lad, so as you won't get lost. And don't let that there candle you're carrying catch my pants on fire, you
dear. Okay, Mayor.
You bring up the rear, Yuki. Now, let's go through the secret doorway here and into the passage.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, bumped my head there.
I have a tight squeeze here.
You coming, Mayor? Yeah, I'm right behind you. Here. Not much room in here. Can you see all right? Yeah, I can see.
It's dark.
You see anything, Big John?
Well, looks like it follows a level path for about 20 feet, and then there's that stairway that goes down.
That's right. That's the way it is.
Hey, what was that?
Uh-oh. The secret passageway we just went through to get inside this here passage just closed up all by itself there. That thing of the fireplace.
Right.
Boy, what are we going to do now?
That's exactly what we planned on doing. Follow this secret passageway and find out where it goes.
All right, come on over here.
Down the steps. Stay close. Stay close to me.
Yeah, hold on to my coattail now, lad, like I told you.
Yeah, I am, man. I can hold on it. You're holding on to the back of my shirt tail, aren't you, there, Yuki?
Yep. I wish I knew who had a hold of my coattail.
Yuki, you dumb snoot, there's nobody got a hold of your coattail. There's nobody in back of you to get a hold of it.
Oh, yeah? Well, then would you kindly tell me what or who is pulling me back so as I can't move? I believe it's a spook, fellas. I tell you, the spook's got a hold of my coattail here.
I don't see anybody in back of you, Yuki.
Oh, just
take a look.
Yeah.
Oh, Yuki. Your pants are caught on a big nail sticking out from the wall. Come on, pull it off. You'll be able to move.
My goodness. What do you know about that? I thought that there halfway nail that my pants were caught onto was a spook holding onto my back of my coat there. Here, just give her a yank. Looks like I got on air conditioned pants now. Fine. A little breezy in here. Okay, lead the way, Big John.
All right. Now be careful, everyone. This is a pretty steep stairway that we're going down. No banister to hold on to.
Yeah, I wonder what's at the bottom of these stairs.
Well, now we got a little more room, a little more space.
Hey, it's sort of wet down here, wherever we are.
Now, this wall must be running under an outside wall of the castle because there's water leaking in over here.
Wonder where this here passageway leads. Passed an awful lot of other passages that branched off from it.
I've been wondering how we're going to be able to find our way back there. We made so many left and right hand turns into other passageways, I lost track.
Yeah, so have I. Big John, think we'll ever find our way out of here?
Of course. Stands to reason. These passageways have to go somewhere. We'll just follow one of them till we get somewhere.
What if our candles burn out before we reach someplace, though?
Well, it's going to take a long time for those candles to burn down. Don't worry about that. Anyway, I've seen several doors that we've passed. Plenty of ways to get out of here if we have to.
Yeah. Next time you see one, just show it to me because I...
Hey, listen, do you hear something?
Yeah, wait a minute. I hear it, too. Sounds like motors running.
Yeah, I think I hear it also.
Look up ahead there. This passageway stops and there's a door. See the crack of light along the bottom of the door?
A door! With lights! Boy, I wonder what we'll find on the other side of that door. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Well, kids, it looks like this is it. We've reached the end of the secret passageway inside the walls of the old castle. In front of us is a door. And we can hear some kind of motors running in the room, or whatever's on the other side of that door, and there's a bright light shining under the crack in the bottom of the door. Wonder what we'll find on the other side. Well, guess we'll find out as soon as Big John and the mayor make up their minds when to open the door. See you tomorrow, kids. So long.
Thank you.